The biggest change is going to be that for the first time, we're going to get guidelines for what kids, so those are from birth to age two years, should eat. And there's been a group of experts that's been working on that for quite a while, and they're going to feed their findings into this new Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee. They're also going to take a look at a lot of other topics, and among them is going to be seafood. You know, so what effect does eating seafood have on lowering heart disease risk or, for example, in brain development? And we're also going to look at just dietary patterns. So are there ways that people should be eating that could help to reduce risks of really serious diseases like type 2 diabetes, that premature heart disease, cancer, et cetera?
So has the advice in these guidelines changed much over the years?
You know, this is the really interesting thing, because we think that this advice changes. But I went back and looked in 1980 when they first began issuing dietary guidelines. And honestly, the advice has changed very, very little over the years. So from the very beginning, we've been told eat a varied diet, get plenty of fruits and vegetables, watch out for too much added sugar and too much salt, and, you know, eat to maintain a healthy weight. So if we all ate according to the guidelines, we might actually be in a different place than we are today, with two-thirds of us overweight or obese. One thing that did change in the mid-1990s and is very relevant today is that the committee at that point said that a vegetarian diet could be a healthful diet. And I think that's something that today we'd all kind of laugh at. Of course, we know that it could be, but it really wasn't until the 1990s that the Dietary Guidelines Committee said that that would be an appropriate way to eat.
Now, we can have some influence over what ultimately comes out in 2020. How is that possible?
Yeah, so this is also a new change, and it's really exciting. So the process is becoming even more transparent, and the public can actually attend these meetings, or, since you may not want to sit for hours on end at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which is where they'll be held, you can also actually give public comments online